Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast. I'm here with my lovely friend, Charlie Behrens. We are here back at Schuller's.
Back at Schuller's.
Here in Golden Valley. Golden Valley, yep. And Schuller's, big props to them. We gave them about a 20-minute notice that we're going to show up here because we're going to go to another bar. They canceled on us.
You know, sometimes
we got big time, Charlie.
Sometimes that happens, Miles. Sometimes we get big time by a small town bar, and it's good to know that you're never, it keeps your ego right where it needs to be.
Yeah, keeps you in check, doesn't it, Charlie?
Yeah. I don't, what did they say? I was not there yet. Did they say, we just don't like you?
So basically, I think what happened was basically what happens in every, mostly my dad's construction business.
Yeah.
Huge miscommunication between the manager and the owner, I think, is what happened.
And by miscommunication, we just mean did not even attempt to communicate.
Correct. Yes. There was no communication involved whatsoever.
That happens a lot at a bar, too. When you answer the phone, you've had a few drinks, you're dealing with customers, and then just slips through the dome.
Yep.
You know, so, like water through a sieve, you know?
So we're back at the scene of the crime, too, Charlie.
Back
this
here,
is where you won $777 on pull tabs.
We won.
Yeah,
I didn't get to dip my beak in that at all.
You got a free drink at least.
Yeah, that's not we won. That's you won.
I took all the risk and you wanted all the reward. I see.
I didn't want
goes.
All the reward. I wanted half the reward. I thought we were friends.
You're right. You're right. That's my fault. Well, when we win again today, we can split it.
Okay.
That's deal?
I like your attitude. When we win again, we will pull some
tabs.
That's
what investing is all about, Charlie.
That is what it's all about, Miles. Yeah, you text me how much you owe me after the fact. Like I asked you to do the last time and you didn't, you know.
Yeah, sorry about that.
You know what?
Which that brings us to a good point here, Charlie.
What's that?
There's different types of texters in the world.
Yes. Yes. Oh yeah, there are. Yeah, like the dude who texts in a massive paragraph. You know, what's more annoying? The guy who texts in a massive, like, email-style paragraph, complete with its own paragraphs within that, where he just copied and pasted off his notes app?
Mm-hmm.
Or the guy who texts you, like, one thing in five different texts. Like, hey, text. How are you? Text.
I think the paragraph is better. It's more information in one notification.
But why do people then do the, are they just being lazy or do they want you to think that this is all top of the dome? Because I like it when people deliver like kind of hard information to absorb in a way that doesn't seem like they thought it out.
It's I think like, it's like they're just quick trigger fingers. So they say it and then they're like, oh, shit, I forgot to add this part. And then they said, I forgot to add that part.
Yeah. Okay. So or is that what they want you to think?
I don't know. I don't think there's a lot of thought into those ones. What other types are there?
Well, there's the type of guy who like leaves his red receipts on and then ghosts you.
The people who have red receipts on are insane to me.
I mean, that would give me so much anxiety because I would see a text come in. How many texts do you open? You're like, I can't right now. And the fact that they saw that I read that, I am banking on the fact that you think I didn't even see that text come through.
Well, and honestly, I'm bad at texting people back. So I know that they can see that I read it so that it forces you to respond more.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe we should try that out.
It's a rash decision, though.
It is. And, it's just too much information.
Well, you're gambling on our mood in the moment when you have red receipts on. If you have red receipts on, you're gambling by the person's mood in the moment. And more often than not, I feel like that just leads to rash decisions. That's what red receipts leads to rash decisions.
I like that.
Yeah.
Then that brings it back to the people like you and I, Charlie, that have a tough time responding in a timely manner.
Yes. We and are.
I have thought long and hard of why I am the way that I am. And honestly, I think it's just because we have ADHD.
I think that's it.
You ever respond in your head and then don't respond in person?
Yeah.
Like, I'll read a text message and then I will respond in my head, but then forget to actually respond in real life and move on.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because all the time, and I can tell that it affects people are annoyed with it, or or I will respond like my buddy texted me something the other day. And it was about getting back to another email. And I said, for sure, exclamation point. He laughs at the for sure. And he said, don't respond to me like an AI. You know, I was like, dude, what? Like, I'm telling you, I'm he's like, are you actually excited about responding to this wanker's email? And I was like, no, but I'm just
I bothered you with my friendship.
He was right that I was in AI mode. I was just like, I honestly think I might have been doing a suggested text back.
Now imagine, I mean, really texting is a reflection of real life, right? So imagine, now here's the
is way. Because I would have said, oh, fuck, fine, I guess. You know?
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe it's the opposite, right? Like, I feel like maybe it is the opposite. I had it wrong. It's the opposite, because people who text in long paragraphs are usually, I feel like, quieter in real life. And the people who are outgoing and talk a lot in real life are the ones that are bad texters and send short replies or don't respond at all.
Yeah, I see that.
Also, could you imagine if we talk to people like we text, right? So they say something. So it'd be like, hey, Charlie, how you doing? I got this and this plan for today. And then you looked at me, heard what I said, and then just didn't respond and walked away.
That's funny. Let's do it. Let's act out. This is the ghost texter right now. Yeah.
Hey, Charlie, I got the tickets for the game this Saturday. Hey, did you see that I got the tickets yesterday? Hey, the game's tomorrow. Are you still on for the tickets?
Oh, shoot. Sorry, man. Sorry. I had a lot going on. Can't do it tonight, unfortunately. Really wish I could.
Okay.
See you soon.
Well, are you on for next weekend? Hey, man. Just wondering if you're available this week. It just goes on and on.
Yeah. Those are.
Imagine if that was real life.
I know. It's terrible. There is this separation, though, when it comes to texting between me and your feelings. You know, I'll admit I'm a terrible texter. I am. And I feel bad about it, because sometimes I just forget. I think it's just working too much. I'm going to blame it on something that makes me makes people feel better about me not getting back.
Just everyone's pretty busy, much. Charlie. Now,
you're worse at it than me.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
No. We are the same.
Okay.
So I'm going to put a little PSA to end this segment here, Charlie. If you encounter someone like Charlie and I who are bad at responding to text message and respond in our head instead of in real life often, fire off multiple texts if you need to. Don't feel bad about that. I actually enjoy when someone double texts me or triple texts me when they need to get something from me, because the chances are is I just forgot to respond. It's not because I was being mean. You know what I mean? It's like a nice reminder.
No, 1,000%. Because if I'm looking at a text and I pop it up and I open up the text, you know, and then I don't get back to it right then, again, I respond in my head. If I don't see the little blue bubble next to it, I already think I responded to it.
Correct.
So it's just things get lost in the
shuffle. So don't be afraid to double, triple, quadruple text someone who is bad at responding to text messages.
Just don't do that in a romantic relationship. It will come across as psychotic.
Yeah, that doesn't count for relationships.
This is for all platonic relationships. Non-platonic relationships have their own set of rules, which I don't even really know good.
It's been a while since I've had to play by those rules.
Yeah.
So now Ann and I just don't talk to each other. Well, actually, she does just text me all day and I don't respond. So
that's the worst. Either you're the receiver of it or you're giving it. But like, it's just 1,000 texts and no reply. Oh, well.
But then we debrief when I get home. You know, we talk about all the stuff she sent me.
As you should.
It's almost like in a relationship, if you get a bunch of text messages all day and you don't respond, it's just an agenda for the meeting that you're going to have at home later.
It's the minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really a memo for what the meeting's going to be about.
Oh, that's great. Well, here's a memo. Should we take some callers?
Let's do it, Charles.
All right. Hello. Who are we talking to? Who is this?
I'm Jace. Yeah.
Jace or Chase?
Jace with a J.
Okay, all right, Jace. Well, welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Belly up to the bar with us. What's on your mind?
Holy smokes. First, I can't believe I got through, you know?
Yeah, hey, thank you for waiting online with that terrible hold music. We appreciate that.
You know, I got to be honest. It's better than the last couple times I've tried to call in.
Okay.
We're improving.
Yeah, we're good.
It's your album, Charlie.
Yeah, you're improving. It's better. I like it.
You said it was terrible.
I didn't realize we switched it to my album. So
just did it today.
Oh, nice. Before it was just
elevator.
Music. It was music.
Like horror music almost.
Yeah. Okay.
That's an upgrade.
That is an upgrade. Solid move, Jared. All right, Chase. What's on your mind, my guy?
So I gotta ask, you know, we're living in the Midwest. We get an awful lot of tornadoes. Do you guys think we need to change from tornado warning to tornado watch? You think we need to flip those around?
Are you saying because when it's a warning, you should really be out there watching?
Exactly. You know, it's a warning. You know, warning it might happen, but if it's a watch, you better watch. It's coming.
That is a great point, actually.
I
never thought about it like that.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't make any sense, you know, to hide one of the greatest natural phenomenons from our bare eyes.
Well, they're going out watching anyways.
They are going out watching.
Steve, I'm on a volunteer fire department, so I go out and watch for them anyway. So I'm like, why can't everybody else, you know?
Well, and maybe we need to do maybe we have tornado levels, right? So tornado warning is like, hey, there's a tornado coming. Tornado watch is you're going to get your lawn chair out. And then why don't we, if it's really getting crazy, go out with a bang, you know, if things are going to get bad, just have tornado parties.
A tornardi.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the whole neighborhood just has a block party and it's just a tornado party. And that's when it's really bad. Party,
like, 75 people died on You Betcha Road in Fargo, North Dakota.
Here's the thing. It's like, all right, think of the probability of this happening, right? Let's say you take a whole neighborhood. You're covering more surface area, more chances people are going to die. If you put them all in one small area, what are the chances that the tornado hits that exact spot? You're doing less surface area, so you got a better chance of surviving.
It really just depends on who forgot to go to mass that Sunday and who pissed off God, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, if you pissed off God, you're going to the land of Oz. Well, knows.
Well, the priest is going to be there. Just do confessionals at the tornado party.
There you go. So if you go, you go.
Confessions and beer.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool if there was like a tornado room, you know, like you got a mountain or something or a hill, you know, and you just have a nice like viewing glass thing. So you're technically underground and it's for people to watch tornadoes.
Yeah.
When they can't, you know, some people get very chickeny about a tornado because, you know, it's kind of a lethal thing blowing at you at 150 miles an hour. You can understand that.
Yep.
But we'd be nice for those people to kind of be able to view it, too.
So you want us to start building hobbit houses into the sides of the hill for viewing tornadoes.
Yeah. Now, the windows are going to have to be extra.
That sounds like a business idea now.
Yeah.
Yeah. The tornado room. I mean, and not just a basement.
It's just a bar.
It's just a bar. We'll call it the tornado room. Wendy's bar.
Tornado shelter.
Or Wendy's
bar. The tornado room. I like the tornado room better.
Yeah. The tornado room. That would be great. So, we got to get investors on that, I think. So, bellied up listeners, if you're interested in investing in the tornado room, you can send the money to me and Miles is going to do a lot of the planning.
You know, I think that North Dakota's kind of just screwed. We there's not a hill for us to build this into. So I think it's going to have to be more a Minnesota, Wisconsin's got a lot more hills. Maybe we start there. That's, otherwise, we're going to have to be making man-made hills if we're in North Dakota or something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't mess up nature with the... We can't be making man-made hills there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's mess up the nature that's already there by digging a big hole in the side of it, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And plus, I think structurally...
You're just using your resources.
Yeah, structurally speaking, I wonder how much a hill is similar to a... A man-made hill is similar to a house, you know? I think the tornado might just eat into that anyway. I think you need a real solid hill.
That's true.
It's got to be a good hill. A hill that's been there for a long, long time, so you know it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, and then you just have one panic button, right? So you got windows all around so you can watch the tornado, and at the last moment when it starts getting crazy, hit the button, the metal things drop in front of the windows, and it protects you when it's the worst.
That's the move. Miles, that was the linchpin, because what I was concerned about was getting tornado temper-proof glass, and I didn't know if that would be possible. You just saved us so much time and research on how we were going to do this. Yep. That is so cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, Chase, I got to tell you, my guy, thank you for calling in on this. I think we came up with a great invention, tornado room, and we'll start getting some feelers out there. We gotta get Miles's dad involved on the construction.
He's gonna hate it.
He is
working on the designs of it.
Yeah. My dad is gonna hate building this thing.
He's gonna hate it
because it's different than what he normally does. Yeah, but
and less concrete involved because we're doing a side at a hill. You know.
Yeah. So
The structure's already half there.
We appreciate it, man. This is a great idea. I never thought about that. It should be a tornado watch instead of warning. You should flip those two around.
Uh-huh. And make like the tornado room.
You know, that's why I'm here. I'm full of good ideas.
Yes, you are, Jace. Yes, you are. Well, hey, take care of yourself and drive safe out there, all right?
Take care. Tell your folks I said hi.
All right. Good. Thank you.
Very great observation by Jace.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the deal? There's been a lot of tornadoes lately, hasn't there, Charlie?
Oh, yeah, Miles. Well, I mean, it's a warmer winter, you know, the warmest winter on record. And when you get the cold combined with the warm, you know, you get these wild cold fronts mixed with the warm. That just is tornado territory, baby. Tornado territory. So they're only going to get more intense and all that. So I think we are on the right edge of this.
Emerging wave. Market is what they call that,
emerging
Charlie.
Emerging market.
Could franchise the tornado room.
Oh, my God. Be awesome.
Should we take another caller?
Let's do it. Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who we got on the horn?
You got Kyle. What's up, Charlie and Miles?
What's up, Kyle? How you doing, man?
Oh, you know, just enjoying a random day off in the middle of the work week.
Oh, that's kind of fun. A little Fueler's or Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I almost combined his first name with his last name. Fueler's Day Off. Ferris Bueller.
It's a different kind of movie, Miles.
Yeah, it is. Well, what are you doing on your day off?
Oh, you know, just sitting here drinking about 20 beers deep into this 30 rack. So
no, you're not. Come on.
No,
you're not. That's you are lying.
It's noon.
It's 1 o'clock here. I'm East Coast time.
So you don't sound like you're 20 beers deep. Are you telling the truth or no?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty toasty right now, as we would say.
Okay. Right. Well, what's on your mind?
Oh, so I got just one hell of a predicament here. So my fiance's pregnant, right?
Congratulations.
Congrats on the sex.
Thanks. Second kid. So I feel like the second one's not as exciting as the first, but just being honest.
Yeah.
But so we're having a girl, and my fiance wants to name her Carter. There's only a big issue with this. I used to have an ex who was a dancer, we'll say, and she went by Carter for her stage name. And I really don't know how to My fiance, she keeps asking, why are you so against the name Carter? And I really don't have the heart to tell this woman why.
Yeah, you are in a predicament, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead, Charlie.
When was the last time you, first of all, where was Carter working? What city? Let's get some details on this.
It's a city in New York called Rochester.
Oh, Rochester.
They're known for
Carter from Rochester. Now, does your fiance know that you have gone to exotic dance facilities before, or is that going to be news to her?
Oh, no, she knows. She knows. We went to one together in Canada. There's a really nice one across the border, but she doesn't know that I ever dated one.
Okay.
I really don't know how to even say why I'm so against the name Carter. I just don't want to name my daughter after a stripper.
I mean, so how do you think she's going to react if you were just to outright tell her, hey, I used to date a stripper, her stage name was Carter?
Oh, I'd probably be sleeping on the couch, which I don't know if it'd be the worst thing. We're at the stage of pregnancy where the whole bed is now her bed. So, I'm just trying to keep the peace. You don't want to poke the bear, as they say. And when someone's 7 months pregnant, you don't really want to poke that bear at all.
Or even call them a bear to their face.
Here's a solution for you. Just tell her, don't tell her she was a stripper. Just say, I used to date a girl named Carter.
Who was it? When? First time I'm hearing about it.
It was back when I was in Rochester.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I leave the stripper part out. Is she going to do a bunch of research on this gal?
She's a lot smarter of a cookie than people think. So she's got a good relationship with my mom. So I feel like she's going to ask my mother. You know, she's just, I don't know if lying to her here is the best option.
No.
Nor telling her the best option.
Okay. Lying is not a good option. The truth is not a good option.
Sounds like you're caught between a stripper and a fiance right now. And you never want to be in that position.
Why does your fiance want to name your daughter Carter? Don't tell me it's like her grandmother's name or something.
No, we wanted to name our daughter something different. Like, we didn't want to do a basic name like Jessica or Amber or whatever, you know. We wanted to go with something different, and I don't know where the hell she pulled Carter out of, but that's continuously been the name, continuously brought up.
And, why don't you just say, I just don't really like it because it kind of just sounds like a stripper name.
Yeah.
You know, like...
I want to say that, but let's go back to the don't poke the bear comment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't want... Yeah,
it's a predicament.
Yeah, but I guess moral of the story is, what are some good girls' names you boys have on the top of your head?
Well, I would crack open that old Bible, you know, and just start going down the list. Ruth, Mary,
Beth,
Mary Magdalene,
Sarah, Jude.
Jude, that's in the Bible. A sad song. That's what Book of Songs.
Noah can be a girl's Noah. Name too.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
I can
just knock off the H.
Noah.
Those are good. Bethesda. Right, Bethesda. Who tempted Samson? Who tried to get on Samson on the roof and gave him a lapper, and then he had to cut his hair? Who was that? You guys remember or no?
No, I don't.
Bathsheba. Bathsheba's a nice name. So, I mean, we just listed off a bunch of those. I mean, Bathsheba. Also, what you could do.
So you're saying you got to suggest a better name than Carter, so she forgets about Carter.
Yes.
Well, I want
that's,
to.
That's that.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what you do? You can start thinking about who's your favorite NFL team?
The Chargers.
Okay. Shit.
No one knows anything about the Chargers.
Well, I was thinking that if you were a Packers
fan. Also, I didn't know that there were any Chargers fans that existed.
Yeah.
Are you the only Chargers fan?
Snoop Dogg's a Chargers fan.
Just me, my dad, and my son. That's about it.
Yeah. Jeez.
Then did you ever have a distaste for the Vikings in the late 90s? Because Chris Carter, you know, you can make that thing. The other deal is... like there's June Carter, you know, you can try to think of another Carter association that is negative, but I'm just listing potential neutrals or positives right now.
So one question for you is, I just don't really like it. Not a good enough reason, because as Anna and I are coming up with names, I just don't really like it that much. She's usually just like, okay, well, we'll figure out a different one then.
Well, and we've talked about it in depth, and I've told her multiple times I really don't like the name Carter too much, but her heart is like set on the name Carter. She wants to do Carter Elizabeth, which I like the middle name. It's just the first name. I really can't. About every name I've came up with has been shot down.
Well, here's a question for you. Why would it be so bad if your daughter was named after a stripper you used to date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not currently dating. And
it wasn't even a real name. It was a stage name.
And over time, your memory of Carter the stripper will fade and the memories of your daughter will replace them. And then occasionally you might... I don't know that that's a good idea, Miles, now that I'm thinking this out, now that I'm playing it out.
Yeah. So I think you're going to have to find you're either going to have to just say you don't like it and stick to your guns, or you're going to have to suggest a better name. You're going to have to fire open the Bible and start. She already chose Elizabeth for the middle name.
I really like Bathsheba Elizabeth. And you can say we're going to do it with like two E's. So it's kind of different.
Let me throw a Y in there. That's what people are doing these days.
Yeah, Bathsheba.
I don't want my daughter bullied in school, though.
You don't want your daughter what?
Bullied in school, though. She'll well, then, get bullied.
Yeah. Then don't name her Carter. Then don't name her Carter.
Yeah, it sounds like a stripper.
Yeah, it sounds like a stripper name. You know, this is what you're doing, dude. You're taking the short-term L for the long-term W. You're telling her Carter sounds like a stripper name. You're telling her that you're telling her to her now you got to sleep on the couch. That's fine. You don't want to sleep in the bed anyway. But in the long term, you're not going to have to walk your daughter down the aisle thinking about that stripper you were with in Rochester, New York. That'll be a distant memory.
And what's she going to do? She's not going to leave him over this.
No,
you already got the kid. This is your second kid with
7 months, dude.
There's no way she's going to break up with you over a name.
Yeah. Hold your ground. You cannot let Carter go through. You can't have your kid being baptized thinking about glitter. You cannot have her, you know, walking down the aisle thinking about stilettos. You know, you gotta keep the lanes in your brains. Right, and this one needs a dead end sign on it. Okay, so don't extend this road. Does that make any sense?
That makes sense. I I'm stuck on finding a name. Naming my son was a lot easier than naming my daughter. That's for sure. So,
what's your son's name?
It's tough. Kyle. He's a junior.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, what's your wife's name or fiance?
Ashley.
Okay, Ashley Jr. Boom, done.
See, just like that. Ashley Jr.
Like that.
And that's different, dude. That's different. How many juniors do you know on the ladies' side? Not a lot.
I don't know any.
Me either. And it's 2024. This is women's empowerment, you know, and to be to take on your wife's name, Ashley Jr. Picture on that. AJ. You can call her AJ.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
All right.
We found it. Yeah.
Well, how many beers have you gotten through now that we've started talking?
Oh, I'm just I'm just drinking the one right here that I had when we started.
You started to slow down once you hit 20, I see.
Well, yeah. The kid gets off the bus at 4 o'clock my time, so I got to be somewhat sober when he gets home.
Okay. Yeah, two hours should make all those 20 beers go through your system pretty quick.
Maybe mix some water in there.
Mix some water in. Maybe a liquid IV. That should bring you right back to zero.
Some food. Need a lunch. Yeah. About lunch.
Yeah.
That also would help. All right, man. Well, we appreciate you calling in. I think, Charlie, we came up with a pretty good solution.
Ashley Jr. I like it. Mm-hmm. I love it, man.
Take care. Drinks up, boys.
All right. Cheers to you.
Cheers.
And cheers to Ashley Jr. Bye-bye. Folks, the NFL draft is a week away. Make Tippy Cow your first pick. That's right.
Oh, nice
and
one,
you see
Charlie,
what I did there, huh?
And for the first pick in the alcohol draft of 2024, Charlie Barron select
Tippy Cow
out of Wisconsin. Wow. Hey. That was a no-brainer. That one was at the top of the draft board for almost every analyst. Uh-huh. And so looks like we're off to a good start. All is well here in the alcohol draft of 2024.
I'm telling you this right now, Miles. I drafted a Hall of Famer. I really lucked out.
You really did. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you luck out. And I lucked out with the old Tippy Cow. Tip it on back, baby, with some Tippy Cow. Moo. Nicolay Law is Midwest born. Nicolay Law, ladies and gentlemen, they are Midwest born crew through and through, living and breathing the region. It's what they do best. They're not just some outsiders who don't know what a meat raffle is. Oh, they not only know to a meat raffle, I think Russell even has a meat raffle on a weekly basis. If he doesn't, you got to start one now, Russell. Anyway, they're local. They get it. If life throws you a curveball, get Nicolay Law. Give them a call. If life throws you a curveball, give Nicolay Law a call or go to their website, nicolaylaw.com.
You know what I like about Russell is I've talked to many lawyers in my day. He doesn't talk to me like a lawyer. You know what I mean?
Oh, where he after talks, 15 minutes, he's like, all right, I got to bill you for that.
Yeah, and all the jargon and all that. He talks to you like a normal guy.
Yeah,
he's and that's a what nice I like guy. About him. So
I like that about him, too.
Give him a call, folks.
Hello. Who we chit-chatting with here?
Hi, my name is Jacob. How's it going?
Hi, Jacob. It's going very good, sir. You're talking with me and Miles Montplaisir. Welcome to the Bella Dev Podcast.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm actually...
Yeah, man.
I can't believe I'm on. This is awesome.
You are on, dude. You are on. So what's up? What's on your mind? Belly on up to the bar.
Well, first things first is fan, long-time listener, first-time caller, of course. Kind of advice I'm looking for is, well, I'm a little worried you guys might not be able to air this, but first thing is, so right now I'm currently living with my girlfriend of 10 years. We actually met in high school. We own a house together, got a whole life together. And right now I'm trying to plan out the whole popping the question type of thing.
Do you think she knows it's coming?
She's been more so like asking, like, when are you going to do this? When's it going to happen? And I do have a mild bit of worry that when I do finally ask, it's going to be more of a, oh my gosh, instead of a, took you long enough.
So you want to wow her so much, she says, oh my God, I'm so excited, instead of took you long enough, is what you're saying? You're looking for some advice on how to do that?
Well, that's part of it. But the other thing is, we've been in a relationship since high school. And, you know, we've done a lot of growing up together. And everything is great in our relationship, but there's just one aspect that I'm not sure how to go about, like, working through that. I've sought professional help for it, and it hasn't gone well. but we're still together for the better part of it. And I'm just not quite sure what to do because this is the one reservation I have.
Okay.
For asking the question.
Okay. So, whoa, this is completely different than what I thought.
You ripped the parking brake, and we're doing a 180 right now.
This isn't even about a proposal at all. This is about
should you get married?
Should you get married or should we break up?
Yeah.
I mean, whoa, way different question.
Now, you went to the professionals. You went to the therapist. It didn't work out. But now you've come to the right place. Yes. Belly on up and tell us.
Yeah, let's start this over.
Yeah, yeah.
Belly up to the bar. Okay, so what's the issue? What's the reservations that you have?
I don't want to say this because I don't want you guys to lose a phone call that you can't really air.
That's
particularly.
That's fine. We'll cut it out if we can't. So.
Okay, but basically is. We like I said, we've lived together forever for the past 2 years and gotten along great. But the thing is, we don't have a sex life.
Ah. Okay.
You have been together for 10 years. That'll put a damper on it.
I mean, it makes sense that you haven't because you're not married yet, you know? And then.
Yeah, I know. But
I'm kidding.
Under normal circumstances. Yeah, I know. Come on. Under normal circumstances, I would think that might be a driver of it, but in the few conversations we've had, she's insisted that that's not the defining factor.
Okay. Well, has it ever been hot and heavy between you two? Like from the beginning, was it hot and heavy and then it just dwindled out?
Oh, yeah, I guess you could say it like that. It's a weird correlation that it kind of died off right when we moved in together.
Well, I mean, have you guys done couples counseling or just you have gone to counseling?
Just me, and I tried to bring lessons from that into it, and it went terribly.
And you tried to do role playing without telling her about it or something? You come out dressed as Batman? Where's the girl?
Yeah, I wish I was that slick.
So what did you try?
I ended up trying some advice that my therapist recommended, and it just went straight.
I know. What was the advice?
I think it was something along the lines of putting all the information out there and trying to have a humble conversation about why things are the way they are, but through probably me being an idiot, it didn't go well.
First of all, you gotta stop blaming yourself because it takes two to tango. You know, don't overdo it on yourself because you're gonna regret that in the long run. So was she not willing to have a conversation about why you guys aren't doing it?
I don't think it was more so that she was unwilling. It was more so that she didn't care that the things are the way that they are.
Wait, say that again. She what?
She doesn't care.
She doesn't care. So she thinks.
She thinks things are fine the way they are, and I don't.
How often are you doing the dirty dango?
I think at this point it's a little over 2 year hiatus.
Whoa! Whoa!
Yeah, I don't like hearing that number either.
Oh my god!
Okay, Charlie, do it. Should I ask the question?
Sure.
Should I ask it?
Yeah.
I don't want you guys to think badly of me when I ask this question here.
Go ahead, Miles.
I just need to throw this out there so I can clear it out of my brain.
Just got
to
toss it out.
We're just
going
to toss it out. I can pull it right back if I need to. But
he can.
Do you think she's being satisfied in other ways outside of the household?
If she is, she's doing a hell of a job hiding it.
Okay.
I doubt that.
So you don't have any suspicion. That's good.
So is this just kind of the norm have you just told her that doesn't really work for you and that if that's what she wants, it doesn't work for you. So maybe you should see other people.
Most of that sentence up until the last bit.
You've said all of that except for the last bit.
Yeah, I basically asked, is this what you're comfortable with? And she more or less in indirect words said, yeah.
How old are you guys?
We're both in our mid-20s.
Okay, so you got a lot of time to have kids and to find other people and all that. I might do that, dude. You've been in the same relationship for 10 years. You're unhappy. She is happy. You're two different people. Unless you can have a conversation and get to the root of it where the both of you are satisfied, don't be an idiot and propose.
And I think also the other thing to think about is there's maybe people out there to be like, wow, he's saying that he doesn't want to be in this relationship because the sex life isn't as good. That's kind of shallow. Do not go down that road at all. If that is important to you, that's totally a legit excuse.
Yeah, it's okay to want to do it more than once every 2 years. And that's bridge pretty far. Like, you're going to end up resenting her. I mean, don't do it for you, honestly, but do it for you. Do it for her. Like, this will lead to resentment. It will lead. I mean, I think there's a deeper issue, honestly, going on in your relationship. If that's you guys aren't really roommates necessarily, and you've been dating for 10 years, so
it just sounds like they are roommates.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you are roommates. And look, this could easily be resolved if you go get like a certified couples counselor. But I would get that counselor before you go through the whole engagement thing or whatever. Figure out what's going on. A lot of times people are just afraid to leave and they just do what they've always done because there's never a good time to break up a 10-year relationship. The best time is before you've married your finances together, you know, or had a kid or something.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I don't want to get trapped myself when I'm not emotionally secure with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want you to think about, hey, you get married. Do you want to never have sex again until you die?
Yeah, probably not. But the weirdest part is that she really is passionate and really wants kids. So there's another whole disconnect right there.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think before kids, you guys just have to figure out you're clearly not happy in the relationship. And, you know, it sounds outside of the realm of a normal relationship. Not to say relationships can't go without sex. Everybody, but both people have to be on board with that.
Well, and so, the other thing is you've gone and you've sought out help. It's not like you're just saying this on a whim. Like, you've thought about this. So,
yeah,
I think that you're justified.
I could also tell, dude, when you were first calling in, you were like, yeah, I've been together 10 years. I was like, first red flag. And then, like, your hesitation around, like, even bringing up the I can't believe you even called to talk about a proposal. Well, I can because I get that. But, yeah, you're very far from that, my guy. You got to kind of. Just,
I want you to also think about that there's a lucky gal out there who's going to be absolutely wanting to jump your bones.
Yeah.
And at this point in my life, I wish it was her. But
yeah,
hopefully that changes for the better.
Well, okay. What's one last thing you can try before he makes any rash decisions, Charlie?
Oh, I think the number one thing is to just have this conversation you're having with us with her. And if you guys can't both have this conversation without like voices being raised and it being an attack on someone's character, then you guys aren't meant to be together. And
well,
that's fine.
You went really serious there, Charlie. I was going to say, what kind of role playing could he try out?
Where's the girl?
Well, let's start with her. What does she like to do for fun?
What's her favorite movie?
Her favorite movie? Couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
All right.
Yeah, that's also.
Go. Yeah, how do you not know her favorite movie?
Ask me that question.
Miles, what's your favorite movie?
No, she doesn't like me.
Anne's favorite movie.
Miles, what's Anne's favorite movie?
The Hangover.
Okay, there's a nice one. What does your gal like to do? What does your gal like to do? What's her name? Oh, well, maybe don't say it if you don't want it out there.
Yeah, maybe not. I can tell you she works at a legal firm. When she's not at a law firm, what am I talking about? When she's not at work, she's usually at home reading. We both got two dogs and two cats. And she likes to go bowling every week.
Okay.
She likes what every week?
Go bowling. So all she's right. A lawyer. Here's what you got to do. Get her to sign a contract for X amount of sexy times a year. speak her language. Contractually lock her in.
Yeah, and say you can redline this if you want to, and just see what her redline is. Yeah,
she may negotiate, be like, hey, we're going to do less blowjobs, more, you know, just regular missionary, you know, all of that. And there's going to be a negotiation process, but if you can get her locked in to X amount of times a year, that'd be great.
Yeah, I think make a contract about it, put into the estate plan.
Mm-hmm.
Question, what do you do for a living?
I'm an engineer for an automation contractor.
Got it. So do you guys both make the same amount of money, roughly?
No, I make a little bit more just because of where we live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you could also go the bowling route. I mean, if you think about it, bowling is very sexual. You're putting your fingers in holes. There's a lot of grease and lube involved, and there's pins, just pins on pins.
You're an engineer, right?
That's right, yeah.
All right. I bet you could crack open a pin and make that pin jiggle, jiggle. You know, I'm doing some math on that. That could be fun.
Yeah, why don't you just throw one down the lane and hit a strike?
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good word.
Maybe, you know, she needs to pick out her bowling balls and try and bowl 300.
And you know what, dude? Maybe you got to, before having a serious conversation with her, maybe take what Miles is saying to heart. Maybe you set up the ideal date night for her. Really put her in the mood. Put some effort out into this. Well, it could be just a lack of that, you know? Kind of surprise her a little bit. Buy her a nice bowling ball, you know? Have you bought her a bowling ball ever?
Well, I never had the chance. She got a brand new one right when she graduated high school, and those things last 20, 30 years.
I've
never thought about that.
It's been 10, man. You know, people can use a second bowling ball. When was the last time you went bowling with her?
With her, or she was bowling and I was there?
With her.
A couple weeks ago.
Okay, so you do this often. Do you guys go on a lot of date nights?
I say we do, not heavily with the bowling, but she's in a league that goes every week.
Are there any attractive fellas in the league?
No.
It's a bowling league.
in the middle of the week, too.
If all that fails, you could try getting out of the shower, trying the helicopter, see what happens.
that one has not come up in my ideas yet.
Yeah, maybe just try banana hammocks. That could be a good one.
Okay. That's an idea.
I don't know, dude. I think you're just going to have to, I mean, make first moves. And if it happens enough to where she shuts you down, then you got your answer.
Does she have a really...
Because maybe she's a gal that finds it kind of a turnoff to talk about sex, where she just wants to do sex. She wants to do it like they do it on the Discovery Channel. Animals don't sit down and look at each other and go, we should probably have more sex. One of them just makes a first move, and then either they accept it or they don't, and you move on from there. Do less talking.
Yeah, yeah. Less talking, more doing.
Do you have a, or does she have a thing, a mechanical device in her possession that moves around with double A's or can be charged?
No, it's rechargeable. I bought it for her about 4 or 5 years ago.
That was your problem, dude.
You, all right. Hey, you gave
you
it.
You put yourself out of business.
First.
Oh, shit.
First order of business is you find that thing.
And you burn it.
Yeah. Get rid of it.
You burn it.
Yeah. Or, you know, maybe you can find another use for it.
Or get it involved. You know, I said do the helicopter. You're going to do the double copter. You're going to be swinging that thing around and your thing around and say, it's go time, baby.
It's go time.
And then you can do your best Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. Get to the chopper.
Yeah.
That was a terrible impression.
I've heard worse.
Yeah, dude, you put yourself out of business. That's what happened.
Yeah.
So get that out of the
probably
house.
Not my best move.
At the peak, how much were you guys rocking and rolling a week?
A week. Let me think about that. Peak. Maybe once every 2 weeks.
So 0.5 times a week.
At the peak, it was once every 2 weeks. Okay. And how often would you be into it if you were into it, if you could, how often would you?
I don't know. you can't draw assumptions from data you don't have.
I honestly, dude, I'd have this conversation, but it sounds like you're going to need to get out there and get some new experiences, figure out what you like before you settle down.
And learn from your mistakes. Don't be tossing around toys that are going to put you out of business.
Yeah.
Terrible Valentine's gift.
Yeah. we've all been there. Hey, good luck, man. You got a lot of big life decisions coming up. I'd get another therapist too. Help guide you through.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, or you just call us back in a couple weeks and we'll guide you through too. But you know,
give you a couple updates there.
We're not certified. We are currently drinking, so you know, take all this with a grain of alcohol.
More than a few grains, I'd say.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, good luck and thanks for calling in.
Thank you guys for taking my call. You guys have a nice day. Tell your folks I said hi and watch out for all four seasons in one day.
I know. I like that.
Yeah. Appreciate that. We'll see you soon. Funny guy, man.
Yeah.
Nice guy. It's not going to work.
Really putting the cart before the horse.
Oh, my God.
Asking about proposal advice to start.
Oh, my God.
That's what you're going to get here at the Bellied Up Podcast. We're going to go deep. We're going to find what the real issue is.
We'll tell it to you like it is.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't. I mean, I can't believe it. It happens all the time. A lot of people out there.
If you had to put money down, yes or no, do you think she maybe is seeing another guy?
I don't know, because some people are just like kind of asexual, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's a thing. Some people just not into it, which is completely fine. You just got to find another person that's also asexual. You can't find a guy who's, you know, looking to.
Yeah.
But the other thing, you've been with someone since high school, first love. I mean, it's hard. It fucks with your mental, you know? So I don't know.
Well, should we take another caller?
Yeah.
Oh. That's it, Charlie.
That's it.
That's another episode
of the Bellied Up Podcast in the books.
Here
baby.
At Schuler's here in Golden Valley. Always a great spot. Might have to get some pull tabs here before we leave, Charlie. What do you think?
Oh, that's happening right now.
Hot box is what I call it.
A little hot boxing, rocking. All right.
Well, guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode. As always, tip your bartender, and we will see you in the next one.